Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Metro College is a program that helps students pay for tuition, and I didn't believe it. You have to work third shift 5 days a week. It's a great and rewarding thing when you graduate. I would do it all over again, just like I just did.
You know those buddies who magically become medical professionals when you're not at the top of your game? The ones who say,
"Come on, muscle through it."
But then also say,
"Hey, you should probably see my specialist."
Or surgery or pain meds. It's almost always false, false, and false. Athletico's physical therapists, the same therapists who work with professional athletes, can tackle those little aches and pains from the start, before they become big ones. So next time, don't believe everything you hear. Instead, start with Athletico. Schedule your free assessment at athletico.com.
Be a part of the show. Text Bobby V on the UPS Jobs text line at 437-9680.
All right, my friends. We found our cards. We're ready to go. We're going to do that after we talk with Neil Knuckles Greenberg in just a bit. If you're just joining us, a little bit of Derby news. Brad Cox's 20-1 shot out of the 9-hole, and Encino has been scratched. Epic Ride now enters. Who's going to ride Epic Ride, by the way? So Axel Concepcion.
Today.
Let's see who that is. I think I should know that. I'm pretty sure I should know that because I did a lot of work on this last night. I put charts together and jockeys, and I even had the also eligible jockeys on my sheet. And so now let's go see if I can answer that question for you and for all of America by looking it up. let's see. Epic Ride and jockey. Oh, here we go. Another Paisan, I think. I believe. I don't want to say it until I'm sure.
I have the sounder ready.
Epic Ride, Adam Bischiza.
How you doing?
How you doing? Oh. 0-for-1 in the Derby. Finished 7th with Enforceable in 2020. So Axel out, Adam in, apparently. So good for you, Adam Bischiza. Good for you. It's nice work. Epic Ride has never raced outside of Kentucky. He's raced at Turfway Park before the Bluegrass at Keeneland. That was his first race on dirt. So, I wonder if Mark Ennis is related. John Ennis is the trainer.
Huh. Maybe they're cousins.
John Ennis is a native of Ireland. That's... Yeah, that's where Mark's from, right? Mark grew up.
I'm going to text him. Are you related to John Ennis?
I love the way Europeans talk. This is so great. I don't even know. Maybe the guy talks with a Brooklyn accent. But, you know, I told you he's from Iowa. This is what he said when asked about his horse. I would love if we could get into the Derby because I think he's entitled to have a shot. Let's see what happens. He's a lovely horse. Yeah. That's exactly what he should say.
Yes.
He should say he's a lovely horse.
I was at Lulu last night, and I had a table full of Australians that were in visiting. And it took every part of me not to speak to them with the language I've learned from Bluey. And be like, you know, I'll take this trip to Grits for real life, you know, and they'll be like, what?
Yes, we speak broken Australian. But they do that on purpose, by the way, since I've become a little bit of a Bluey, you know, groupie.
It's a great show.
The producers, since they know the show is shown around the world, they deliberately drop in, each show about four or five expressions that are really unique to Australia. And the themes of the show are like, he's always wants to go watch the cricket. Right. He's always running to the TV. Bandit wants to see the cricket.
Right.
And there's the episode where they play. There's an episode called Cricket.
Rusty.
And that is...
You can't get Rusty out.
And they said the cricket players in Australia loved that episode. It actually made a couple of them cry.
Really? Because oh, yeah.
Because that's what it was like when they grew up. They could relate to... Speaking of which, by the way, I think I told you this, but I didn't tell the listeners. You'd want to know this. I stumbled on and what can best be referred to as a Little League cricket game.
Really?
On Sunday. I went
that's awesome.
Deciding to turn the clock back. I bought a basketball. It's amazing. I didn't have a usable outdoor basketball. And went to the little park in Prospect down. I don't know the name of it. Forgive me. It's down by DiOrio's. It's down in there. And it's a nice little park. They have good facilities. They got two full basketball courts, and they have a cricket pitch that is cared for immaculately by the cricketers who play. And it's like a lot of things, when you have a small community, you tend to be very passionate and protective. And they play other teams from out of the area. They're in some sort of a league. I'd like to learn more, but they were very friendly. I went to see them late in the summer last year before their season last year ended. And they were great. They invited me to sit down on the bench with them. And I told them I liked the Rajasthan Royals, and they just kind of smiled and nodded. Because I don't know, they might not have been Indian. That's the Indian Premier League. They might have been Pakistani. I don't know. But the fact is, they acknowledged it. And then I watched and I had some questions. And they told me some funny things, you know, typical bureaucracy. The field, when you play cricket, one guy bowls or pitches six balls in one direction. And then there's a new bowler that comes in. He pitches bowls from the other direction. Well, the one, it's a very big pitch, and it's very unlikely that they would ever do this. You'd have to have a guy like a World Cup cricketer, I imagine, to hit it this far. Hayes Kennedy Park. Thank you, Texter. That's exactly where it is. But the one side of the park, there's a playground area, a very small playground area. Mm. And they didn't want them to hit in that direction because they were afraid they'd
hit a kid or
something. Right. First of all, it'd have to be the Mickey Mantle of cricket to hit it that far. And secondly, if you understand cricket, you can hit the ball backwards.
Yeah, right.
So it's not protecting anybody. A guy could do that backward over his head stop and still throw it over the fence. But it doesn't. It's a long way away. It's unlikely. And so what they do is, instead of the bowler coming in at the other end, all the balls are pitched, bowled from one side, and the batter, they just flip the field. The batter goes to the other side. So rather than change the pitching side, they change the batting side. So everybody bats on the same side. And they said, we got around that. And it's immaculate field, though, and I admire them. But anyway, so they're playing. I must be a carrier of dramatic cricket endings. It's Little League cricket. I mean, they look like they're 10, maybe. Mm-hmm. And it's just like baseball. I mean, the parents are doing the same thing. And all the cheers are getting louder. And I went to shoot basketballs for a little bit. And so I was done as much as I could muster. Boy, oh, boy, time is a relentless weapon, opponent, rather. So I was done. So I said, let me go watch a little of the cricket. I said, these guys look small. I don't know. I didn't realize they were kids, because I didn't know they had kids playing. I don't know why that struck me as that would be impossible. As I got closer, I was like, these are children. And so it was a kid's game. And I don't know. I really wish I had stayed around to ask, but I didn't. I don't know if they were all kids from Louisville, the whole two teams were, or it was like the men's league. The men play teams from other cities and other parts of, they make trips. Cincinnati teams come down.
Oh, wow,
and
cool.
Yeah, it's a whole league. So I don't know if that's what this was too, or it was just all kids in the area, but there was a full-fledged game. And I heard the one boy come over, his parents were sitting, or family, kind of even with me, but on the other side, but I could hear him. And so he said to them, five runs from three balls. And I was like, what? And then I realized they were at the end of the match and there were three balls left and the team at bat needed five runs to win. And I don't remember. I think he was in the fields. I think he was like, you know, we can hold him here.
Yeah.
And the next pitch, the guy threw, the kid hit a four, hit it to the boundary.
Oh, wow.
And so the place went crazy. Oh, so now they were only down one with
two balls left.
The next pitch, he hit a double, two. And so they won by one. And the place went crazy, and his teammates all ran out. And I was like, this is great. This is like Little League cricket. And so the kid who was talking to his parents came out, and he was saying to his mother, one ball! You know, because they lost by one ball. One ball! And I was like, the father came over and patted him on the back and like, you know, it's okay. It was so cool. So that was very cool.
I wonder if they had the same I mean, because they're kids. I wonder if it's the same thing, but like in Little League, like if a plane flies over, all the kids are, you know, staring at it.
They weren't that little.
It's the same type of, you know, challenges.
They weren't that little. They seemed to be know what they were doing. So it was fun, though. And I got there for the drama. And then the game ended, and I was like, oh, okay. I only got to see like four balls, but they turned the game around.
Yeah, really?
So that was pretty cool. So and how in God's green earth did we get on that? To go back and listen.
Cricket. How were we? How did we get on cricket? You were shooting basketballs, cricket. Oh, Bluey. Bluey. We were talking about Bluey. The Bluey episode.
So yeah, so that's the, I'm sure that, you know, this, the pro cricketers would have watched this and thought back to their days of when they were, you know, just playing as kids, because that's what the show that's called Cricket and Bluey's about. It's really cool. They can't get Rusty out.
Rusty.
Can't get him out.
Even if you throw a ball to him with pace.
No. But he's a little nervous about that.
Yeah, right.
He's scared of a ball with pace, but then he stands in there, and then he becomes, you know, he can stand in there and hit it, and then he winds up being a professional. And now, you know, now he's, because, but I'll tell you, that is the truth, though. I remember, to be candid with you, more wuss stories about Bob. But I was probably, if I'd stayed with baseball, I think I could have been. I was the leading hitter on every team I ever played on. And then I got to junior high, and it was thrown a lot harder.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was more about the weather. If you tried to play baseball in New York, basketball ends, you start playing baseball in March, it's 38 degrees out there, and we were using wooden bats. It was punishment. I mean, you take batting practice, you dreaded.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't catch one absolutely on the sweet spot, your hand was numb for hours.
So many bees.
I really think that's what turned me off to it. In basketball, there's always something going on. Baseball's a lot of, you know, especially in middle school. I mean, we didn't have a hack shack and all these coaches and guys. While the guys are batting, guys are hitting ground balls. You know, like you go now and you go to the practice and there's a million. It's like a three ring circus. There's a guy hitting fly balls at one end, guy hitting ground balls at the other end. Somebody's taking batting practice and then
people are doing hitting stations.
Yeah, the coach got one coach. He's pitching the guy batting, and the rest of you are standing around. And nobody can hit it because it's 8 degrees. So it's just I think that's what really got me taken away from it. So anyway, all right, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to
get Neil Knuckles Greenberg on.
Enjoy the song stylings of Neil Knuckles Greenberg. But before we do that, I'm going to tell you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Again, perfect indication of this. We had some colder weather, a little bit chillier than a warm day. It's going to be hot tomorrow. It's the way it is. Spring is here, and it's probably only going to get hotter from here. Don't, you know, spend your money cooling off the outside. Call my guys at Universal Windows Direct. Super spacer technology will keep the edge of the glass seal and keep the cool air in your house, so you're not sending it out to your for your neighbors to enjoy on the street. It holds the window seal longer. The windows last 5 times longer than other window systems, and they perform better and last longer. Plus, Universal Windows Direct backs it up with a true 20-year warranty. That's pretty special. Call Universal Windows Direct today at 502-487-5099. For every 2 windows you buy, you'll get 2 free. Buy 2, get 2. Buy 4, get 4. And you see how that works out right up the ladder. There's no limit. Plus, 0% financing for 60 months. So you got a great deal where you're getting 1 window free for each one you buy. And you're also getting 60 months of interest-free financing. It's like using somebody else's money, which is the best way to buy things. Extra protection from the elements, a consistent temperature in your home, increased energy efficiency, reduced heating and cooling costs, plus, as I always point out, a quieter and more comfortable home. 502-487-5099. Schedule your free in-home estimate today. For every 2 windows you buy, get the next 2 free, plus 0% financing for 60 months. Tell them I told you to call and get an additional $250 off your project. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UWD.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
Thank you, John Sterling. You're welcome. The way, we can't go to break without, because we're already two cups in. You're doing your...
Yes, I'm doing a spontaneous coffee tasting test here. There are 3 coffees in the back. One is from, I'm just telling you who they are. One is from Dunkin' Donuts, one is Folgers, and one is Maxwell House. And to make it a true fair contest, so you don't make one like with a press and one in a drip and one, they're all being made the same way. We don't have any more of the little K-cups, so we have the permanent one. It's a plastic cup that you can fill with the coffee and then rinse it out and use it again. So it's 1 spoonful of coffee in this little K-cup thing, and then in the machine it goes in the K-cup thing, 10 ounces, and then I put 2 little creamer things in and 1 packet of whatever sweetener we have back there. I don't know what it is, but it's the same one, so it's irrelevant. And then I'm going to compare the tastes. I started with, and it's funny because we say things over and over, like, oh, my favorite is, then you wonder if I really compared. I've always said I really love Dunkin' Donut coffee, so that was the first one I had, and it was very good. I'm having Maxwell House now, good to the last drop.
That was indeed.
And I don't, I'm not well versed in coffee, so I can't talk about it in what a coffee drinker would think is really technical terms, but I do know there's certain things about acidity and blah, 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 and how bitter it tastes. I don't like bitter coffee at all. So the good news is these first two I've tried, neither of them are bitter, and I don't imagine the Folgers will be either. But for lack of a better word, the Dunkin' one is coffeeier. There we go. There's a real technical term.
Like in boldness? Or
yeah,
like,
it's yeah. Got like the example I've given, I know you and I have talked about this before. If you go back and read up on Diet Coke. Diet Coke was designed, Coke had a diet beverage called Tab, which was pretty awful, to be honest with you. It was very, left a bad aftertaste in your mouth. And people wanted a diet soft drink. So they devised Diet Coke. And again, to put it in just simple, overly simple terms, Diet Coke was designed not to offend. That's what it was. It was not designed so you said, wow, this tastes exactly like Coke. It was so you said, not bad. So that's what they designed. Coke Zero is the other way. Coke Zero is designed so you say, oh, this tastes just like real Coke. It's right. Spectacular. But Diet Coke was designed not to offend. And it was a smash success. That's how Maxwell House strikes me. It's not as coffee tasting as the Dunkin' one, but it's very pleasant. It's not like you drink and go, what is this? You know, this the slop this, sink for dishwasher. You know, cleaning the tables. No, it's fine. It's just is not very coffee-ish. Dunkin' is a much coffeeier taste.
Okay,
but I don't know. It depends on how I feel. Sometimes I want a Diet Coke of coffee.
That's what I'm saying. Just sometimes I don't want
offend
a Diet
me.
Coke.
Just be gentle here. Be gentle.
I
with
want
me.
Something coffee-esque, almost.
And that's what this is. That's how I interpret Maxwell House. So by the third hour, I will have tried the
Folgers,
and we'll give our scorecard.
What other good? I think I've done this before. I tried to at least. What other coffee companies are there?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
No. I mean, I know there's coffee houses, but I'm talking about make it home, brew it home coffee.
Well, because a lot of like
Folgers now, and Maxwell House are the only two that come to mind.
Chock full of nuts. IHOP.
Caribou.
IHOP makes a coffee now for your house.
Yeah, but no, sorry. That's what I'm saying. Not restaurant brand coffee. Like because I've got Tim Hortons ones back there. Like,
oh, you're not counting those?
No, I'm talking about like a strictly like, you know, you take a scoop or two.
Does Dunkin' belong on that list? They're a restaurant.
Yeah, they do kind of belong on that list. So like how many like what companies are like? There's no Folgers restaurants. There's no Maxwell House restaurants.
There's no Chock. There used to be a Chock Full of Nuts. Chock Full of Nuts used to be an Automat in New York.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not sure very many people.
There's a couple of Caribous in Minneapolis. I know that.
8 o'clock coffee.
Yeah, okay, I've heard of them.
Uban, Yuban. I
haven't heard
those.
Of them. Haven't heard of them.
Pete's Coffee. Well, are you counting those now? Because Pete's is in the western part of the country is like Starbucks.
It is?
Yeah. So you're not going to count?
Yeah, no, I don't
know.
Well,
who the hell are you going to count then? Hardly anybody just sells coffee.
Well, I mean, you can count those, but I'm trying
to. There's Community Blend Coffee. That's what it's called. I've seen those bags, red bags, Community Coffee. Again, I don't
Seattle's
know.
Seattle's Best, but I think that's also a coffee chain. Oh. Like, okay, yeah, that's the way to put it. Non-chain coffees. So, like Dunkin' chain.
Well, there's the original Donut Shop Coffee.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. Yeah, that's
made
a good one.
Just as coffee, Gavilia, which is I believe I thought it was a Swedish brand. I had a cup of coffee. I've told that story so many times that we got off the plane. I had a cup of coffee in Sweden like on Tuesday, and I didn't get to sleep till like Saturday.
That's
wow. Yes, so that was different. Maxwell House we already talked about. Victor Allen's, Tim Hortons,
Nespresso.
Nespresso. You know whose book I'm reading right now? Who is a brilliant... How about Lavazza? Lavazza Coffee.
I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. You've probably seen it.
I think I've heard of them, yeah. But I don't know if I...
Lavazza's Coffee. That is a one that I've seen advertised.
John Conti could be one, because he doesn't have a chain.
But he doesn't... They don't sell his coffee in the stores, do they?
Maybe that's just restaurants.
Yeah. I don't think they sell theirs. 8 o'clock coffee already did. New England Coffee. It's another brand. Nescafe?
Oh, yeah, I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of them. Are they the ones that did the little crystals? Which one was the coffee crystals? I can't remember.
Victor Allen's Seattle Dark. I don't know who these people. But it is a million brands of coffee. Now that you bring it up, McDonald's sells coffee now for the home use. McCafe, Colombian coffee. Everybody.
No,
wants
I don't
a
know if it's a
ass.
Hot take. I don't know if it's a hot take.
And I haven't. Oh, Green Mountain. They make coffee.
Green Mountain. That's a great one. Yeah. Green Mountain's a great one. Yes. But they make them as Keurigs. I don't know if they actually make the whole, like, I'm talking straight up bag or tin of coffee that you
French
scoop.
Green Mountain says they hear there are 32 K-cups. They may not sell. See, so they couldn't get in my contest.
Yeah.
They're disqualified. Disqualified before it began. Seattle's Best is on here. We talked about that. Wawa Coffee. Wawa Coffee
Wawa's
is
good,
fantastic.
Yeah.
See, now that should be in your list because they don't have a restaurant. It's just a convenience store. That's all Wawa is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they definitely belong on there.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Amazon sells a coffee. Amazon Fresh.
Really?
That's kind of bizarre.
Before we get, can I play this?
You're going to, so go ahead.
The coffee crystals sketch from Chris Farley. Let's see if it, come on, play.
Tonight, hidden camera commercials. What are they hiding?
Are you aware, sir, that you are drinking Colombian decaffeinated coffee crystals?
Am I? Why, it's delicious. It tastes like rich-bodied regular coffee.
It took 264 hidden camera customers before that reaction was obtained. I am Knorben Knusen for Swedish Television One, and tonight we are going to examine the American craze of hidden camera commercials, particularly what doesn't make it to your home television
this
set.
This is good, good
Watch
premise.
Watch this unused camera take.
Chris Farley.
Sir, do you realize that you are not drinking regular coffee, but Colombian decaffeinated coffee crystals?
What?
I said, you're drinking Colombian decaf coffee crystals.
What? You son of a bitch. You no good damn bitch.
No! No! Just attacks him.
You lied to me. That's a takeoff on the Folgers commercial. That was a... All right, it's radio, so that's not getting across very well. That was a takeoff on the Folgers commercial, which was... That was a big commercial 30 years ago where they say, you know, sir, you're drinking Folgers Instant. What? I can't believe it. It's so great. Yeah, that's a great premise that we had talked to 238 before we found the one guy to say what we wanted him to say. This one says, Priceless, IGA, and Houchins have coffee. Kroger and Meijer have their own brands of coffee, which I'm sure, quite honestly, are produced by one of the bigger coffee companies
Folgers
somewhere else.
That's what they all
do. Costco Kirkland coffee is fantastic.
I was about to say, Kirkland's has to have... Yeah. Costco has to have something. Who it used to be the... I don't know if there was a Folgers race car, but I know somebody was Maxwell House. I can't remember.
Yes. House, by the way, Texter says, was a hotel in Nashville.
Did not know that.
So a lot of these places were named after... So you're going to have a hard time of how you're deciding who you're going to eliminate from your little contest. So we have to take a break here, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we should probably get Neil Nichols Green. Or I can just call him.
Oh, you can do that while we enjoy this from Frank Sinatra, which is very timely. Here we go. Hit it, Frank.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea,
juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
All right, there you go. And there's our tap dance so we could get Neil Knuckles Greenberg on the show. Frank Sinatra with the coffee song. Outstanding. Everything's great arrangement. I'm not sure that's... I think that's Nelson Riddle, but I'm not sure. Could have been... who else did he work with? The other very good arranger. Anyway, it was very good. All right, that was just a way to get Neil on, and I think we've got him now. So let's see what Neil's got to say about the Doibie. And here he is, the Washington Post's Neil Knuckles Greenberg with us. Neil, thanks for being with us. Let me ask you a question before we get into specific horses. Does this field set up for you like a chance for a long shot to come home and win this thing?
Yeah, because I think you can toss the two short price horses relatively easily.
Really?
Well, yeah, because Fierceness is a front runner, and he'll be coming out of post number 16 now with the scratch. So he's got to clear 16 horses to get to the rail in order to get to his preferred run style. You have Doorknock in the first hole, who's certainly going to be sent to the lead. You have Just a Touch and T.O. Password coming mid-pack to try to get to the lead. You have Track Phantom also from mid-pack trying to get the lead. And then you have two other front-runners in Grandmo the First and Epic Ride. I think it's going to be a very fast pace, so I think Fierceness has his work cut out for him to get to the rail and get, you know, into his comfortable run style. And then, conversely, Sierra Leone, the number two hole, is a closer. So do you send him to the front in order to avoid the mess of traffic, or do you take your chances and kind of hold them back a little bit, let the whole field pass you by, and then hope you can get around 20 horses to get into his closing style and make a rally on the field? I don't know. That just seems like tall orders for short prices. I don't have any interest in either one.
Well, I think Sierra Leone's got a better chance to do what you just said. I think there's going to be an absolute slogfest on the front end, and that's asking an awful lot to come out of this now 16 hole for Fierceness.
But then you have to get around. That's the other challenge.
I know, but I think that it depends. And part of he's got a good rider. I mean, Tyler Gaffalione, but he's never won the Derby, but he's a good rider. And that seems to be, this is the kind of race where the rider makes all the difference. So if he gives him a decent trip, I think he's going to have a chance. But we'll see. So do you have, or, you know, it's one of those things, okay, you don't like them. Who do you like? Do you have anybody you know?
I like number 7, Honor Marie. Another closer that's very well suited for the 1.25 mile distance. I like him, Raid or Shine. I think there's some scattered thunderstorms in the forecast, so I think that he can do well. And I'm starting to warm up to number 4, Catching Freedom. Another closer. This is a horse whose last race is probably better than what it looks like on paper, only because it was a slow pace and he was able to gain, he was able to win coming down the stretch for a slow pace. So he never, you know, he showed that he's able to kind of kick it up another gear when he has to. He's also a grandson of Tappet, who's known to be given a lot of stamina to his horses, but it hasn't been at the expense of speed. So, but again, Catching Freedom's another one. You know, in the fourth post position, you know, as a closer, has to do some tricky maneuvering. But those are the two horses that I'm keying in on right now.
Well, Flavien Prat though has had incredible success at the Derby.
I love Flavien Prat. Prat has been one of the most overachieving jockeys we've had, I would say, over the past decade.
6 starts, 5 top threes. I mean, and a win. And the win was, you know,
and he wins at big prices. Like, he doesn't just win on horses that are short price. He, you know, he comes in 5-1, 8-1, 10-1. I mean, like he's a bettor's dream.
Yeah, and you know, that is a post position that has won as recently as 2010, because there are some that never win. I mean, Fierceness should be delighted. He got out of the 17 hole now, thank goodness. Nobody's ever won out of the
17. Yeah, I don't buy that too much. I don't know if you've looked at the odds of the horses that come out of the 17 hole, but we'd expect 2 wins out of that hole based on the odds over 30 years.
Hmm.
And we wouldn't expect any wins over the past 10 years when they first adopted the point system in 2013. So the horses that are coming out of that gate have not been well thought of. And I want to say Tis the Law was in 17 and barely missed. So I don't necessarily think the post position is what's keeping them. I think the post position coupled with the horse's running style can certainly be a factor. But I don't think there's been very many good horses coming out of the 17 post.
Anybody, if it's a rainy day or that suddenly jumps up in who you'd like better, any mutters in his group?
I still like Anna Marie. I mean, he had a win over the sloppy track at Churchill Downs in October. His sire, Honor Code, has produced some winners over a wet track. I do think Sierra Leone, though, is going to get a ton of money because he has a win and a second-place finish over sloppy track. And, you know, that's easy to see in the past performances, so I think that that will be overbet. But, again, like you said, I think the jockey plays a crucial role in the slot because you have to know your horse and you have to know how much they like getting, you know, mud in their face and – you know, you have to be able to game plan with a slimmer margin of error than you would if it was just a fast, dry track.
Nick likes getting mud in his face. I know. I remember that.
Big fan.
He's always
big fan.
Yeah.
I'm a mutter.
Yeah. You know what?
His mutter was a mutter.
His mutter was a mutter? His father was a mutter. His father was a mutter. Oh, yeah. It's a great scene at the OTB. And you, I don't know, they don't exist anymore. But
no, I used to work down the street by one, and that was like the worst placement ever for me.
It was. Well, plus, I mean, the way they depicted it on the show is exactly right. It was like a pigsty in there. It was just crap everywhere.
But this one was more like a club.
Oh,
like,
nice.
It had like booths, like circular booths and stuff.
Wow.
Like it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't like someone converted, you know, a warehouse into something. It was a lot nicer. Like they served food and drinks.
Oh, wow.
Too.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare to be there. Like, it was just an absolute nightmare.
Too tempting
worst,
for you,
worst
was it?
Placement for me.
There's a beautiful one right near ESPN, right? It's almost at the airport, the Hartford Airport. So it's not really ESPN. Bristol's a good half hour from the airport. But it's adjacent to the airport, and it's the same thing you're talking about. It's an amphitheater. It's beautiful. They have a restaurant upstairs, which is really good. I've eaten there. And then, you know, theater back seats with one gigantic screen in the front and then a bunch of TVs all around. And I don't think they have sports betting there yet. Maybe. I don't know. It's been a while since I've been there. But that was a nice one.
But that's where you had to go if you didn't live near the track.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You had no choice.
And the prices were different.
Yeah, well,
because they had their own pool.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. You used to have to call the phone to get the results, and they would give it
that's
to
right.
you with the letter. The winner, number one, that's A, right. Tom Johnson. Number two, B-Boy. You know, the exact A, Apple, B-Boy, G-Girl. Paid. And like, oh, my God, it was just crazy. Yeah, they forgot
that. We had a racing channel where it would give you the – it was just the result screens of all the tracks. They would just keep flashing by.
Really? On what? On cables? Yeah. On a cable system?
Yeah, on cable. It was like channel like 89.
Nice.
And it would give you the scratches on a rolling ticker, and then it would just flash up the result screens.
Pretty nice.
And it would just go through each post time.
Neil Knuckles Greenberg with us here.
Good old days. Like, you know. Two soup cans and a
spoon. That's about right. I was reading an article this morning from a sports betting website, and the guy's point was that you and I have talked about this before, but I wish I'd taken more notes so I could have put a question that more related to his specific comments, but I think you'll still get the gist of the question. He was talking about how the key to sports betting is finding the gap between what the odds should really be and what they are and finding those, and those are the ones to bet. It's not simply picking a winner, although obviously you don't want to bet on people that are going to lose, but he was talking about how important that is. And the guy that I've always quoted on that, if you want to really oversimplify it for horse racing, it is Brad Free, who you may know as a West Coast handicapper.
Of course, I have his book.
Yeah, he does a great job out there. And he, simple beginner handicapping tip, said you should only bet, you should never bet show, for starters, and you should only bet to win in place horses that go off at 4-1 or longer odds. That if you like a horse and he's 4-1 or longer, then make a bet on him for win in place. If you're really not totally sure and you just want to cover yourself, put them back and forth, box them in an exacto with the favorite. So you can do that, and it won't cost you a ton of money. And he said that's a good way to – and I've done that, and he's been right. I mean, you can make money doing that. That's half the battle is how you manage your money, and that's a simplified way to do it. 4-1 or better, win in place, that if you're just not totally committed to it, you can put him in an exacta with another horse that's your main threat. What's – when you see a race like the Derby, how with all these 10-1s and 20-1s and 50-1s, how the hell do you navigate that? Or is it, now does that go out the window and you just – let me just try and get the two or three top finishers. How do you do? How do you factor that in?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because any horse can sneak into fourth with a 20-horse field. There's just a lot of chaos that happens. I mean, you only have to look back a couple of years to see Rich Strike, you know, win, and that was a masterful ride, probably the best ride I've ever seen by a jockey in my lifetime. So a lot needs to go right. I mean, I think you can look at the possible pace scenario and start to make some educated guesses. But again, I mean, you know, last year I was backing King's Barn, not thinking that he would sprint to the lead and try to set like a hellacious fraction.
Mm-hmm.
So that happens too, right? Like sometimes these owners and jockeys and trainers try to get clever and try to steal races or at least, you know, try to do something that maybe you're not thinking of. But you have to start with the winner. I mean, you have to have a pretty good sense of who can win the race. And then each time, you know, each slot behind that becomes more difficult to get perfectly. I will say, though, with the dollar superfecta minimum, you know, it becomes really bankroll intensive to try to cover
yes.
many combinations. You know, at some places it's 10 cents. It's 10 cents at Churchill Downs every other day of the racing year. So it gets expensive quick. It's not for the faint of heart. So I would say focus on the exactas, and you know, if you want to put a little bit of money into the exotics like the trifectas or superfectas, that's great. But the superfectas get expensive very, very quickly.
Yeah, unless you can get part of a syndicate, and you're that's going
to
be.
That's what I do with a bunch of friends. Like we all pick some horses and try to, you know, figure it out that way. You know, that's a good way to do it. But as I said, you know, a dollar superfecta. If you just have like a single three and four, you know, that's a $12 superfecta, and you're not really covering many horses
right.
in the 20-horse field, and you have to be very, very right at the front end.
Well, my friend Dick Swope, who was a car, his family owned the huge car dealership here, and they invited me 1 year to be at their table for the Derby, and they do this. I don't know if it's every year or this 1 year, but I'm amazed that we almost won. I mean, it was the Giacomo year, I'm almost sure. I think it was the Giacomo year.
That's a big one.
Their theory was you take the whole field over the two favorites over the whole field. That's what you play for a trifecta.
And well, that's still a lot of alls. I mean,
oh no, you know. I mean, we all the whole table had to gang up. It was like eight
right.
of us, but. I mean, I don't know what's that ticket cost? Like $400, $600, something like that.
Yeah, it's a lot, and you got to hope you get like some boxcar, you know, front end.
Well, you got Giacomo. That $600 would have won us $14,000.
Yeah.
But you know what happened? This is we would have won. But if you look back at that race, I don't remember who the horse was, but they sent me up as the, you know, it was like like a hazing or like a rookie thing. It's the line, you know, goes out to, you know, in the Indiana border. So I had to go get on the line at the window to bet it. And then they gave me the horses and I did my job. I didn't screw it up. I bet the whole field over the two favorites over the whole field. And then in the time it took me to get through that line, get back to the table, the two favorites changed. And so one of the horses that I left out now took the place of the horse I played, and that was the horse that finished second.
Oh,
and
boy.
So because of
you
the
still
timing.
Talk to them?
It wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything wrong. I did exactly what I was supposed to do. But I've used that theory at a couple of other tracks, and it's fun. It's, you know, when you can find a track that's got, you know, 10 cent or 50 cent even, and you have to eliminate some horses, and the fields are not 20 horses deep. So you can, you know, if you feel strong, like this could be a race where a bomb could win this race, but I don't know which bomb it's going to be. So let's play the two favorites second and play the field over the two over the field. And, you know, if I get that horse to finish second, which is great because they're coming down the stretch. Everybody's rooting for the horse to win. And I'm rooting for the horse to finish second. Back up, you know, I'll tell you, it works. So then we'll see if it plays out. This could be a year to do that because I agree with you. I'm not thoroughly convinced about either one of them. Obviously, the problem is if neither one of them finish second, then you're, you know, you're SOL, as they say. But it's a pretty good risk. All right, before we let you go, some hockey, basketball, betting, some thoughts. Anything going on in your mind about that?
I don't have anything going on right now, only because I mean, the home teams were just slaughtering the betting
yes,
for the first couple of games.
They were.
So there hasn't been much there. I'll wait till the second round to see how stuff shakes out and start to put together some bets. My biggest thing right now is this LeBron James storyline with his son. I hope he goes somewhere to play with them. I mean, that's like a once-in-a-lifetime
opportunity. Oh, I do, too.
Opportunity.
And that doesn't happen in basketball. I mean, it happens in baseball,
yeah,
but it doesn't happen in basketball.
Whatever it takes, I say, you know, let him do it.
I agree with you. That
Make
would be
it happen.
That'd be one for the ages. I agree with you 100%. We'll see where it goes. All right, buddy. Happy Derby to you. Thanks for joining us. Take care of yourself.
All right. Good luck this weekend.
All right. You too. Neil Knuckles Greenberg. All right. Time for our contest. So this Nick has to stretch because the phones come fast and furious. Indulge us because he's on the phone. We got to write down your name. We got to get your phone number. So if you win, we put together a nice prize pack for this, though, if you win. This is a special event for us. So we put all – we just go back and raid the prize closet, whatever's back there. We load it up.
Yeah, I think we gave away an intern 1 year.
I think we did, and I hope he's doing well. I get a text from him. His family moved to Latvia, but he seems to like it. Doesn't like the cold weather, but he seems to be enjoying it. So there you go. Here's how it works. If you're not familiar, give us a call. You're going to get in, and I mean, there's an advantage to some degree to being early because you'll have the whole field, but it's designed to create a lot of luck. You're going to give me a number between 1 and 20. It's not going to correspond to the horse, so you'd just be picking a horse. I got a deck of cards here, and there's a name of each of the horses on there. We'll look at that card. I'll give it to you, and then you can say, yeah, I'll keep them, or I'll send them back. And if you put them back, you give me another number, but the second horse you take is the one you're getting, which, like, if you took Catching Freedom, the 8-1 shot that Neil likes, that's not one of the two favorites, but, you know, that's a chance. But if you say, I'm going to go, I'm trying to get the Fierceness, and you put him back, and then you wind up getting West Saratoga, who is 50-1, well, you've made maybe a bad deal. But you never know. I still talk about the story that that it wasn't Giacomo, it was the old Mind That Bird, was the last horse taken. He got thrown back in the pile at least three times. It might have been four. Everybody kept.
And, sure
and the last guy called, and the last guy doesn't get a choice. He has to take him because there's nobody left. And all right, great, Mind That Bird. And he goes and wins. That was fun. I enjoyed that. That was very funny. So don't give up hope. So if you want to play, give us a call. It's very simple. All you do is pick a number and tell us you want that horse or send it back. And we usually get a lot of response to this. We hopefully will again. It's 502 and 267-9680. And load the phones and we'll do it on the other side. We'll play our Derby selection game. And hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun with that. So give us a call and let's load the phones up and see who you get. And that's coming up next.
267-9680. Let's do it.
ESPN 680-105.
Riders up.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I don't know why that struck me as a very funny text. I'm going to read it anyway. Three cups of coffee, capital letters with three question marks. Bob's going to be squirting before 2:45. Squirting was just a funny choice of words there.
What coffee did you go with?
This is now Folgers.
I thought
a little disappointed.
Folgers.
It tastes like water. It's got
not
very,
coffee enough.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, that's the thing about Maxwell House. It's obviously the same strategy, not to offend.
Right.
But you got to have a little flavor. And right. Maxwell House has a little flavor without being offensive. This is not offending, but doesn't have any flavor. Again, it doesn't offend. It's just it doesn't have any flavor. So I got to think that
scale 1 to 10.
Duncan and Maxwell House are 1 and 1A depending what you're looking for. If you want if you want coffee flavor, Duncan has more coffee flavor. But like you said earlier, sometimes you don't really. You just want a mild little gentle
something to sip on.
Yeah. But it's appealing and Maxwell House is that way. That's what I think Folgers was going for, but doesn't have enough. I mean, it's
I think Folgers is good, but you have to brew it strong.
Well, in fairness, that may be true. I put the exact, if you're just joining us, I took We have a reusable K-cup, you know, which is good for the environment, but that's not why we do it. I mean, that's not the only reason we're doing it, because we don't have any K-cups.
Yeah, we lost our coffee.
So I made the coffee the exact same way. One teaspoon of the coffee with a 10-ounce button on the Keurig, and then when it came out, one cream. I thought I was putting two cream. One cream and one Splenda. So they're exactly the same. Now, to your point, maybe the Folgers would taste better if I put more coffee in the little cup. I don't know.
Just remember...
Well, but that's not fair. I can't change the rules for them.
No, I totally agree. But I just remember when I brewed it at UPS, all the Middle Eastern people I worked with liked it when I brewed it because I would use like 4 scoops.
Oh, that's how they make that coffee there. You got to stand at the table and use both hands to try and stir it. Yeah. It's just like mud.
It's basically like concrete.
All right, here we go. We're ready to go. And... Nick's going to give me the names, or did you put them on the screen?
Yeah, they should be on the screen. We're starting off with our boy Chuck.
Chuck, how are you? You are starting us off. What number would you like of the 20 cards I have in my hand?
Number 4.
1, 2, 3. That would make it easy. Thank you, so I didn't have to count down any further. You got... Oh, you got the romantic story of Dwayne Lucas trying to win in his upper 80s. What is he, 88? You got Just Steal, the number 6 horse, at 20-1. You want to keep him or throw him back?
I'm going to keep him, and I will tell you, Bob, I'm a big fan of you and the show, but I'm keeping my card.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks very much. That's Chuck, right? So Chuck gets Just Steal. Good.
And that's number what?
Number 6. Just Steal. Right, again, they keep their numbers, so that's not where he'll start.
Right.
But
right,
Chuck. Right. And did you write phone numbers down?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
God bless you. All right, where we go next?
All right, next up we have our man Bruce, Cousin Brucey.
Bruce, there are 19 left. Welcome on board. What would you like?
I will take number 7.
7. By the way, I shuffle them after each pick, so if you heard a guy, it's not like playing concentration if you remember a guy picking his. Oh, I want that horse, so just so you know. All right, number 7 is this card right here, and it is the number 19 horse, Resilience, trained by Bill Mott, Junior Alvarado rides. There's only been one winner in 30 tries out of the 19 hole, but he'll actually move to the 18 hole. You want to keep him or throw him back?
Throw him back.
All right. So there's 18 left in the pile. What number you want?
Let me have number 10.
10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There it is. And you get number 5, Catalytic, Safi Joseph trained, Jose Ortiz rides, 30-1, Catalytic. So good luck to that, to you and that. And that was who again?
That was Bruce.
Bruce.
And he gets number
5, Catalytic.
5.
I'm Catalytic. Writing it down too, so we get cross-reference here. All right. So 2 horses gone, Catalytic and Resilience. Those 2 are out. 18 left. Who would you like me to take now?
Rick. Is next.
Welcome on board. Cards are shuffled. 18 left. What number you want?
Hey, Bob, let's try number 3, please.
2, 3. That's Jamie's favorite number, lucky number. You got the number 1 horse, Door Knock. That's not been the best post position. You want to throw him back or keep him? 20-1.
Let's throw him back, please.
All right. There's 17 left. Give me another number.
7.
2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7. Here it is. Let's see. Uh-oh. The favorite is off the board. Fierceness. 5-2. So good luck to you. You got the favorite there. You're keeping them. All right, man. Thanks for playing. Nick, who's that again?
That was Rick. And what number is Fierceness?
Fierceness is 17.
17.
So the favorite is off the board. But again, if you're listening to Neil Knuckles Greenberg, and I think he's going to have a tall task, even moving over a post to 16 with all the speed in the race, trying to get to the front, that's going to be a tall. If he wins, let's put it this way, he is going to be, he's going to earn
it. He'll have earned it.
He'll have earned it. All right, where are we going next?
All right, next up we got our man Bryce.
Bryce, welcome in, my friend. There are 17 left. Give me a number and we'll pull you on. What do you got? Bryce, you there?
Number 5, please.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Number 5, please.
I got you, number 5. Here we go. It is Stronghold, the 18. Phil D'Amato's the trainer. Antonio Frizu is the rider, 20-1. You want to keep him or throw him back?
Try one more.
All right, so that makes 16 left in the pile. Give me another number.
7.
All right. 6, 7. Here it is. 7 is... Oh, the number 1 pops up again. Door knock. That's okay. Yours. Number 1, door knock at 20 to 1. So good luck with that. Bryce's horse is now taken. 6, 4 gone. 16 to go. Where would you like to go next?
All right. Next up, we got our man Mike.
Mike, welcome on board. 16 numbers to pick from. Which one you want?
Number 3.
1, 2, 3. 3 is up. I don't know. You can send him back if you want to, but Sierra Leone, 3-1, the 2 horse. You want to keep him?
No, I want a particular horse. Put him back.
Wow, look at that. That's the fans listening, celebrating on the highways all across Louisville. All right, what number you want to give me now? There's 15 left to pick from.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who are you hoping for, if you don't mind me asking?
West Lafayette.
Oh, so did you mean West Saratoga?
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's who you got. That's unbelievable.
Nice. Well done,
well
buddy.
Well played. And I don't know, no disrespect. I'm not sure why you wanted him. He's 50-1, but good luck. I hope you get it. So good for you. Thanks for playing. We appreciate that. That was Larry, you said, right? No.
That was Mike.
Mike, sorry.
And he got what number?
Number 13. West Saratoga. Trained by Larry, that's where I saw Larry. Larry Demerit and Jesus Castanon is the rider on number 13, West Saratoga.
Whatever happened to Larry Horse, by the way?
Larry Horse, I hope he's still alive, but he's not racing anymore. He's like 16 years old.
God bless him. Yeah. That's awesome. All right, next up we got our girl Kathy.
Kathy, welcome on board. You have 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 15 left. Give me a number. What would you like?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. What were my choices again?
This 1 through 15, it's a blind choice. Take a number.
12.
Okay. 15, 14, count from the bottom. 15, 14, 13, 12. Here, your horse is. Oh, now you got Sierra Leone. You want him?
Hang on. Do Sierra Leone?
You want to keep Sierra Leone?
That sounds good. Yeah, that's good.
All right. So, Kathy, you got Sierra Leone. All right. And obviously, getting some help from her assistant there. It was like, well, so it was like Price is Right. What is it? It's 4, 5, 6. 6. I need a number. 6, Bob.
That was adorable. What number was that?
That was Sierra Leone's the 2 for Kathy. Okay. All right. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 horses are gone. When we get to 10, we'll take a halftime break. We'll take a commercial.
Yeah.
But that means we still need 4 more now. So where would you like to go next?
Let's go to our man, Jason.
Jason, you got 14 to pick from. What do you want?
Let me get number 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's this one right here. And this one is T.O. Password. Daisuke Takayanagi is the trainer, and Kazushi Kimura is the jockey. 30-1 out of the 10 hole. You want to keep him or throw him back?
Let's throw him back.
All right. So give me another number now, please. You've got 2, 4, 6, 7. There's 13 left to pick from.
Let me do 8.
8. Okay, right in the middle there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There it is. And now you've got, a little shorter price. Number 12, Track Phantom. Steve Aspison trains Joel Rosario. That's a good combination there. You get two Hall of Famers, so good for you. Good luck with that with Track Phantom. And Nick, as always, I didn't remember the name. Who was that?
That's fine. That is Jason, and that is number what?
12.
12. All right. Very
all right. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Gone 3 more before we get a commercial break. There's 13 names left. I'm going to shuffle them up again, and we'll go back to the phones and give me who?
My boy from the service industry, Fink, the Finkmeister.
Fink, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thanks for calling in. 13 left. Give me a number.
Number 1, baby.
Right at the top. Ooh, I think a horse with a chance. Brad Cox's horse, Just a Touch, 10-1, with the fine rider, Florin Giroux, at number 8.
I like saying that to my wife all the time, so let's go with it.
All right, good enough. So there you go. That's a good line, too, by the way. The line of the contest so far. I like that.
What'd he say?
That's the course is Just a Touch.
Oh. Yeah, very good.
All right.
That was what number?
That was number 8.
Number 8.
All right.
Okay.
I think so. We got now 3, 6. There's 12 left. And next player is?
That would be our boy Chip. Chip.
Hello, Chip. You got a number for me?
Hello. Yeah, number 11.
All right. So that means we go right down to the bottom there. Number 11 is Grand Mo the First out of the 16-hole, 50-1. Victor Barboza, the trainer. Maciel Jaramillo is the jockey. You want to keep him or kick him back?
Let's kick him back.
All right. Give me another number then. What do you got?
Seven.
Okay. Two, three, four, five. Wait a minute. I can't count to seven. Everybody. Three, four, five, six, seven. That's the one we wanted. Oh, not bad. Encino. Oh, no. Encino Scratch. So you get Epic Ride.
Epic Ride.
Just
yeah.
Got put in because Encino Scratch. So Epic Ride with Adam Besceza as the jockey will go out of the 20 hole and at 20-1. So I got to change this card here. Epic Ride. And good luck to you with that. Thank you very much. So that was, who was that, Nick, again? That was
That was our man Chip.
Chip.
And
that's
Epic
right.
Ride is number 9.
Well, yes, he's number 9 technically. He's number 21, but he's number 9 in our little contest here. So I don't know how you want to handle that, but
I got it as both. We're good.
Okay.
All right. Next up, we have our man Jeff.
This will be the last one before we take our halftime break. Jeff, we got 11 left. Give me a number, and it's yours. What do you got? Jeff? Is it Jeff? Did I get the wrong name?
Yes.
No, it's Jeff. Sorry, okay. I just didn't have him potted up.
Okay. 11, the horses to pick from. What number you want?
Let's go lucky number 11.
All the way to the bottom. Hector Lopez. I think a live chance here. Brad Cox's number 4 horse, Catching Freedom at 8-1 with one of the best jockeys in the field. Flavian Pratt has ridden in 6 derbies. He's been in the top 3 5 times. So that's who you got if you want him, or you can send him back.
That's actually my derby pick. I'm going to stick with that one.
All right, very good. All right, so that gets us to our halftime break. And he's got number 4. Catching Freedom. That was Jeff, you said, right?
Yep, that was Jeff.
All right, awesome. So we got 10 to go. I'll tell you who's left when we come back. Mostly long shots, basically all long shots, but some longer than others. So if you still want to load the phones up, just indulge us. We got a little couple-minute break. Everybody can catch their breath.
267-9680 is the call-in number. Caitlin and Mike are next up.
Okay.
So just hang tight through the break, guys. We'll get you guys right on.
All right. So stay with us. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back and get the rest of the field put out there for the Derby. Derby 150 as we do the traditional 20 plus. It's got to be close to 25 years we're doing this.
I was going to say, it's been a while.
Very fun. So stay with us here as we roll on ESPN 680 105.7.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right, we roll on. Here are the horses who are gone. If you're just joining us, you get to pick a blind number, and then randomly, because we got cards we shuffle each time a pick is made, you'll be assigned a horse. You can keep that horse or throw it back in the pile and then take one more pick, but the second one you pick is what you're getting regardless. So you could, trade a mid-range chance for a very, very long shot. It may not be a good trade. So here's who's left. This is their saddle cloth. Some of them have gotten moved over one. If you're outside the 9 post, you got moved over one because Encino was the 9 scratched. So here is your field that we still have left. Number 3, Mystic Dan is left. Kenny McPeak's horse at 20-1. Number 7, Honor Marie, who Neil Knuckles Greenberg really liked. Whit Beckman's horse, Ben Curtis riding. Number 7 is still there. Number 10, T.O. Password is still there at 30-1. Number 11, Forever Young. That's the shortest price horse, although it's still available, 10-1. Number 14 is Endlessly at 30-1. Number 15, Domestic Product is 30-1. 16 is Grand to the First. Is that what the horse's name is? Grand to the First? Something to the First. I can't read my own writing. What the hell's the horse's name? Grand Mo the First. Sorry, that's Grand 2. Grand Mo the First, number 16. 18 is Stronghold to 20-1. 19, Resilience is 20-1. And 20, Society Man is 50-1. So that's who's left. So the two favorites are gone in Sierra Leone and Fierceness. But we'll see. Like I said, could be a wide open race. All right, where are we going next? As we got half the field still to go.
All right, starting us off, Caitlin.
Caitlin, hi, Caitlin. What number you want? 10 left.
Did you say 19 was open?
Well, it's not. You can't pick the horse. You pick 1 through 10. There's 10 cards left, and we'll assign you one. So 1 through 10 is who you pick.
8.
All right. 10, 9, 8. 8 is number 10, T.O. Password. Do you want to keep that horse at 30 to 1 or put him back and take one of the 9 that are left?
I'll keep him.
All right. So Caitlin's got T.O. Password at 30 to 1. Caitlin goes on our sheet here and is 9 left. Thank you, Caitlin. Appreciate that. Nick, where would you like me to go now?
Next up is our man, Mike.
Mike, welcome on board. You got 9 to pick from. What do you want?
Give me number 3.
Number 3 is the shortest price horse that's still left, Forever Young, the number 11. You want to keep him or send him back?
Give me a Japanese horse.
Did he say he wants him? Is that what he said?
He said he wants a Japanese horse.
Well, that is a Japanese horse.
Yeah, so he wants it.
Forever Young. Yoshido Yaga Yahagi is the trainer. So good luck to you. So thank you very much. That was Mike, correct?
That was Mike. And so what number is that?
That's number 11. So there's 8 left. Slim pickings here. Is the winner still in these 8 like it was the year for Mind That Bird?
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. What do we got next?
David is next.
David, 8 to pick from. What number you want?
Number 2.
Number 2 is Honor Marie, that's the horse that Neil Knuckles Greenberg likes. Number 7, you want to keep him or send him back?
No, I'll keep him.
All right, David gets number 7, Nick. Honor Marie. There you go. Thank you for that. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so now we still got 7 horses to go. If you want to give us a call, we got a couple of people on the line, but we still have a few horses to distribute out there.
Call in 267-9680 if you want to be part of the contest. We'll get you right in.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Am I missing one? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Let's see who's left here. I got to get my numbers right. That one's still around. That one's still around. That one's still around. Number 14, Endlessly, still around. Number 3, Mystic Dan, around. 18, Stronghold. Am I missing somebody? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I only have 6 cards here. What the hell's going on around here? Let's see. I want to make sure. I must have, when I put one in the pile, they must have been 2 stuck together. So let me go find it. Stronghold is still around. 13, Mystic Dan is number 3 is Mystic Dan. That's what I confused. Okay, 13 was already taken. All right, Endlessly there. And Domestic Product is here. And Grandmo to the First is there. So, okay, we're good now. We're good. We are ready to go. We got 7 horses left. And wish you the best of luck to whoever was going to make the next pick. Nick, who you got next for me?
We got Kelly.
Kelly, welcome in, my friend. What do you want? You got 7 to pick from. Who would you like?
What numbers are left?
You can only pick 1 through 7, then we blindly pick a card.
Oh, 1 through 7. Wait, 5.
5. 1, 2, 3. Fida Fem. That was in Swedish. You got Mystic Dan, number 3, at 20 to 1. Kenny McPeak's horse. You want him? Brian Hernandez rides? Or you want to send him back and pick another?
That's fine. Number 3.
All right, that's it. Kelly, you got number 3 with Mystic Dan.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. All right, well, we're down to, what do we got, 6 left?
Oh, she got Jamie's number 3.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, Kelly's a good one.
6 horses left in the pile, and we'll see where we go next. Where would you go next, Nick?
Next up, we got Charlie.
Charlie, what do you got for us? 6. Pick a number 1 through 6.
Give me the hot 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. You got Grandmo the First, 50 to 1. You want to send him back, take somebody else?
Yeah, send me back. Let me try one more.
All right. You got 5 to pick from. Give me a number.
Give me 2.
2 is, a little better. Number 15, Domestic Product, 30 to 1. Chad Brown's horse. So good luck with that. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right. That's what you got. All right. Nick, who was that again? I'm sorry.
That was Charlie.
Charlie goes in that pile. All right. So we got 4 left. We got Endlessly at 30 to 1. Grandmo to the First at 50 to 1. Wait a minute. 1, 2. No, I'm sorry. We have 5 left. Sorry about that. We have 5 left. We've got Resilience at number 19 is left. We've got Society Man at number 20 is left. By the way, number 19, Resilience, is 20 to 1. Society Man is 50 to 1. Stronghold, number 18, is 20 to 1. Grand Mo the First is 50-1, and Endlessly is 30-1. So that's who's left. So you're not going to get any short price horses in this bunch, but you never know. All right, Nick, where we go next?
All right, we got a pair of Chris's next. Chris, one.
All right, Chris, five to pick from. Give me a number.
All right, give me number four.
Number four is Endlessly, 30-1. There's nothing shorter price than that left. So you want that one? That is Michael McCarthy's trained horse at the number 14. We'll start out of the 13 hole. You want to keep him or send him back?
Lucky 13. I appreciate it.
All right, appreciate that. So, what's her name's lucky number, favorite number?
That's Janet's favorite number.
It's Taylor Swift's favorite number.
It is?
Too.
Oh, yeah, it is. How about that?
Chris gets that. Okay. So we got one, two, three, four to go. Where was another Chris, right? Is that right?
Chris, two.
All right, Chris, what do you got? You got four numbers to pick from. Which one do you want?
Number three.
Number three is Grand Mo the First out of the 16, 50-1. Want to send him back or keep him?
Send him back.
All right, got three numbers to pick from. Give me one of those.
Two.
Two is? Oh, you did. You traded up. Stronghold, the 18, now we'll start in the 17 hole, is 20-1. So you went from 50-1 to 20.
Who's Scratch?
So, sorry?
Who's Scratch?
Oh, Scratched was Encino. Encino scratched out of the nine.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate that. Look at us giving news.
Right.
All right. Well, it's perfect because we have two. We have three horses left. If one more person calls, we will. That last call person will get that last horse. And if that horse wins, we always throw a bonus in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They get the bonus prize. They get the bonus prize. Chris, what number did Chris have?
Chris got 18, Stronghold. Three horses right, left. Awesome. Who you got next?
All right. Next up, we got our man, John.
All right, John, three to pick from. What do you want?
I'll take lucky number one, please.
Lucky number one is Grand Mo the First, 50-1. You want him or one of the other ones?
Sounds great. Thank you all.
All right, Chris gets Grand Mo the First. Was that another Chris you said?
No, that was John.
Oh, John. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that.
And he gets number what?
Number 16, Grand Mo the First.
16.
Okay.
All right, next up.
Two left.
We got Danny.
Danny, one or two, and you're going to wind up getting your pick, because if you don't want it, you send it back. You know you're going to get the other one, so pick one and tell. Who do you want?
Oh, my gosh. I'll take number two.
All right, number two would be Society Man, who's going to come out of the 19 hole at 50-1. Do you want him, or do you want Resilience, who's going to come out of the 18 hole at 20-1?
Thank God, I like both of them long shots. I'll take Resilience.
All right, Resilience goes there. Thank you for that, and we are going to go, Nick, as always. I didn't write the name down. Who is that again? That was who? That was
Danny.
Danny gets Resilience, which means our next caller has no choice whatsoever. So who'd you give me? Who is that?
This is Tav.
Tav, you got Society Man. I don't know what to say to you because you got no pick to make. So you got Society Man at 50-1, who'll be starting out of the 19 slot. But you do have one of the legendary jockeys in the race. Frankie Dettori is one of the greatest jockeys in the history of racing. Did most of his work in Europe, but he's great. So, you feeling good about that?
Hey, yeah, that's great. Worked for me. I didn't even have to pick a number.
You didn't pick anything. There's only one horse left. But if you win, you get a bonus. So, that's good for you. So, good luck. Happy Derby to you. Happy Derby to everybody. We thank you for all the people who called who didn't get in, which makes me feel very good that so many people want to play. It makes it a lot of fun. So who was the last one? Was that?
That was Tav, and he got what number?
Number 20. Perfect. The last horse was not really, because there's another horse in the field, 20.
Right. But, no, yeah. We got 21 Epic Ride right
there. You go, everybody. If you heard, we'll do an accuracy check while we're people who are listening. If you called in, you'll hear your name. You'll know who you got. Dornock, Bryce got Dornock. Kathy got Sierra Leone. Kelly got Mystic Dan. Jeff, Catching Freedom. Bruce got Catalytic. Or was that Bryce? Five. Bruce, no, it was Bruce. Bruce. Bryce got one. Chuck got Just Steel. David got Anna Marie. Fink got Just a Touch. Chip got 9/21, got Epic Ride. Caitlin got 10, T.O. Password. Mike got 11, Forever Young. Jason got 12, Track Phantom. Mike got 13, West Saratoga. Chris got 14, Endlessly. 15 was Charlie's Horse, Domestic Product. 16, John got Grand Mo to the First. It's a strange name. What did that mean? It's like Ruth's Chris. I don't know what that means. Rick, 17, Fierceness.
18 is another Chris, got Stronghold. 19 is Danny, Resilience. And 20 is Tav, Society Man. Did that lined up exactly with yours, did it not?
Yeah.
That was perfect. How about that? Look at 25 years, we finally figured out how to do
Yeah, seriously. Finally got it down to science.
How to do this. All right. Nice. Thank Love you, everybody. So we can plot the music down because that's our field. So thank you, everybody, for doing that. Appreciate that. Any other news? No other news. This is interesting, though. I realize I'm in a certain demographic, and I realize also that, that what I'm about to share with you, according to our demographics, most of you were not even born for any of this. But, and I have to tell you, nobody does magazines anymore, and this explains probably why I'm still enjoying it, because it's designed for a demographic that is not our target demographic. But the AARP people do a magazine, which is, I had no idea. It just comes with, I get it because you get a bunch of discounts if you join AARP and I'm cheap. So, that's pretty cool. But this is a really, really good magazine. I mean, nobody does magazines anymore. Everybody reads stuff online. This is a really good magazine. And what's interesting is, you've at least probably even if you're young, you've heard of the magazine People. I mean, it's still sold. People magazine is still out on the newsstand. The guy who used – People was an offshoot of a feature that they did in Time magazine. Time had a celebrity-focused People page in the late 90s, and then People magazine spun off that. Well, so he put together this list of things. It's the 50-year anniversary. There are some years that seemingly – like I don't know if you're seeing this. I'm sure you are. History repeats itself. At Columbia, they're storming the campus again like they did in the 60s for the protesting the many things, but the Vietnamese War primarily. And they're doing the same thing. And they've actually used that as a blueprint for how they want to do it. They're occupying buildings. There was a situation in Texas where the same thing went on. And, history has a tendency to repeat itself. But also – there are some things that happened that left quite a memorable mark. In 1974, where most of you are probably not born based on what our demographic is, 50 years ago, this is a 50-year anniversary of certain things. For example, the game Dungeons & Dragons was invented in 1974.
I didn't know that.
Nerd alert. Players include Stephen Colbert, Vin Diesel, Patton Oswalt, Drew Barrymore, and Elon Musk. There you go. Great Adventure, the amusement park. 3 years after Warner Brothers built this amusement park, Great Adventure in New Jersey, it was bought by Texas's Six Flags Group. The Six Flags represent the nations that once governed Texas. That's how it got its name. And so now they have a whole slew of – they had a whole chain of parks that was largely started there. It is the 50th anniversary of the Rumble in the Jungle. Muhammad Ali with his rope-a-dope in Zaire beat the favored George Foreman – by knockout 50 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. Frank Robinson became Major League Baseball's first black manager in his first at-bat as Cleveland's player manager. Hit a home run.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Many of you, I think, know at least the book Jaws and then turned into the movie about the sharks.
I didn't know it was a book first.
Oh, yeah.
Peter, I didn't know that.
Peter Benchley was a struggling journalist. He got $1,000 for the first 100 pages. So he wrote the rest, he didn't have any money, in a converted turkey coop. And that's how Jaws
really?
Came about, and it became a million
sensational hit, yeah.
All the President's Men, the book about the Watergate scandal, was by the Washington Post's Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. They kept, if you don't know that story, you really should read it. It's entertaining. It's also a bit of American history. Richard Nixon resigned September 8th. Gerald Ford. And, I got to tell you the truth. I heard the explanation of why Gerald Ford pardoned him. And it was a compelling argument. It was.
Really?
Yeah. It was a really compelling argument. You should go see what he said because it was not very popular. Gerald Ford's approval rating, as soon as he pardoned Nixon, went from 71% to 50%.
Holy smokes. Yeah. It dropped that fast?
Yeah. People were not happy. They did not want him to be pardoned. It was the year where a streaker, which was the big thing at the time, ran across the stage at the Academy Awards. David Niven, famous actor, was co-hosting and introducing Elizabeth Taylor when a guy named Robert Opel ran across the screen as naked as the day he was born. And David Niven on the spot came up with an ad lib about pointing out about Opel's shortcomings and brought the house down to place lost their mind. It's hilarious.
Is he the first documented streaker?
Oh, no. Good Lord, no. I'm sorry to say.
Like, as long as, like, events have been going on.
That was a thing in the 70s, which, you know, you didn't miss much, trust me. That was that. Also, the 50-year anniversary of surgery named for him. Innovative ulnar collateral ligament reconstruction, Tommy John. Pitched after that surgery until he was the oldest player in the league, tying the record for most seasons in the game. And now at least one in four major league pitchers has Tommy John surgery. That's how prevalent it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is rather remarkable.
Kids are getting younger and younger now, too.
Yeah, they are. What else do we have here for things that you might know of? Some things you wouldn't have any knowledge of, but I remember, obviously, because I was around then. Oh, the cat food, they introduced their commercial that year, the wildly popular and somewhat annoying commercial.
Meow, 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 meow.
That's
meow,
it.
Meow, 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 meow,
50 years old.
Meow mix.
You know that. Also, the 50-year anniversary of supermarket barcodes.
Huh.
The first item scanned, a 10-pack of Juicy Fruit gum. It's in the Smithsonian.
But actually, I knew that. I remember. I think I saw that gum. Yeah.
Okay. Texter said, the writer says, it's actually a facsimile, but it's a shame because the gum would probably still be good.
Yeah, that's true.
Might very well be. So that's 50 years ago. That's what this magazine article was all about.
Yeah,
all right.
It was a busy.
It was a significant. It was also the anniversary of Hank Aaron, 1973. He ended the 73 season one homer shy of Root's lifetime record. He got so many death threats, the Atlanta Constitution pre-wrote his obituary. How sad is that?
Holy.
Undaunted, he finished the job the following year, tying and then passing Ruth, and went on to be, at that time, the all-time home run leader. Yeah, which was great. He was a class act, classy guy. Skylab, this is a different time, too. How about this? This is the last one to end on. It's such a V-showian thing. Three American astronauts returned after 84 days in a U.S. space station. Skylab.
Right.
Skylab, though, fell to Earth 5 years later.
Yeah, right.
And when they did, NASA was unsure where the debris would land. People bought bullseye T-shirts and cans of Skylab repellent. A hotel in North Carolina painted a target on its roof and threw a poolside disco party. We were celebrating possibly being annihilated by a falling space station. Yeah.
They didn't know where it was falling.
Nope.
They were just like, please be in the water. Please be in the water. Please be in the water.
Had a sense of humor back then. So anyway, there's that. Okay. I'll be here tomorrow, I think. I'm having a medical procedure, which is not supposed to take very long. And then I'll be in after that. That's at 11:30. So hopefully I'll be in. For at least the second half of the show. So I'll see you then as we roll on. Thursday, as a reminder, we'll be at Churchill Downs. Looking forward to that. Thank you, everybody who played our game. I enjoy that very much. I really do. I hope you do, too. And evidently,
it's one of my favorite segments of the year.
Yeah, I think the people enjoy it. You get a chance to win without risking any of your money. All right. We will we'll see you tomorrow. And God willing, Strebel's next. You guys have a great day. Happy Derby to you all. It's ESPN 680-1057.